Ladies and gentlemen, Lisa Halpern.
Being a person is a funny thing. There are so many rules that tell you how you're supposed to look, how you're supposed to live, and how you're supposed to feel about your own experiences. And these arbitrary rules, they reign supreme, right? But come on, I'd like to know what genius decided that mustaches on girls are a bad thing. I mean, who decided that gray hair and wrinkles are unattractive rather than the signs of a life well lived? Was it the same person who decided 8 items or less is the right amount of groceries to get on the express line? I mean, really? Has anyone ever actually met these people? Sure, yes. I follow the rules that keep me alive and out of jail. But you gotta admit, it seems likely that whoever they are, they created these rules to keep us busy doing dumb things, like waxing our mustaches, coloring our gray hair, and waiting on the slow line while they, I don't know, take over the universe. Not that I'm paranoid or anything. Yeah, well, rules can be tricky. Case in point, there's this news story stuck in my head. It was about a man who took lessons so he could jump out of an airplane. The day came for his big jump. He jumped. They say his body made a 4-foot-deep hole in the cement where he landed. So what happened? He took lessons. They taught him when and how to jump. They taught him how to reach for that parachute pull cord on his flight suit. They drilled him and drilled him until he was ready. So what happened? He reached for that parachute pull cord like he was supposed to do, but it wasn't there. They didn't teach him what to do if it wasn't there. So the guy scratched a huge hole where that pull cord was supposed to be. His brain freaked. He was grabbing and scratching on the wrong side of the suit. The wrong side. Some days are like that, you know? And that totally freaks me out. So I have come up with lots of ways to cope. For starters, I talk to myself. I catch myself talking out loud sometimes. Right in the middle of a big conversation that I'm having with myself, I see someone trying not to notice the sort of normal-looking psycho talking to herself. Usually I laugh, like, trying to let them know I'm not really psycho at all, but the laughing I do ends up being proof positive that I am a psycho. Like I just told myself a psycho joke and I'm having a psycho laugh about it. What are you gonna do? Once in a while though, I get inspired and I don't just talk to myself. Oh no, I go for the big guns. I talk directly to the big psycho in the sky. Although I don't usually call her that to her face. No, usually I'm pretty polite. On this particular day, I'm walking up the street. The sun is shining. The air is perfect. And I'm saying, thank you for giving me the ability to enjoy this day. For arms that work and legs that work. For a mind that thinks. For the people in my world who I love and who love me. I feel lucky. Talking to the big psycho, it's something my mom always did. It's not a religious thing, no. it's kind of corny, but it turns out it actually feels good, and it fits right in with my pre-existing psycho veneer, so there is that. I get on the bus, and I enjoy the ride. Everyone on the bus seems unusually clean and friendly and gentle and human. Everything I see out the window is fall colors and blue sky. At some point during the ride, the weather totally changes. Now it's raining hard. And of course, I didn't bring an umbrella. I get off the bus, I pull my jacket close, and I walk briskly towards work. The rain bugs me. No way my hair is gonna survive this. Now, everyone I pass seems cold and annoyed and irritating. As I'm about to turn the corner, I see two legs sticking out of the bushes. Looks like a drunk, probably sleeping it off. Now, it's like the shine is rubbed off the day. Whatever was left of the shine, anyway, because I have to admit that I'm a selfish hypocrite for thanking God for all my luck and then trying to sneak past a sleeping person who I've labeled a drunk because I'm scared and don't want to give him a quarter. Now, it's practically like I've got a relationship going with the guy. I can't just ignore him. I feel obligated to make sure he's okay. I'm still gonna say no to money if he asks, but at least this way, I can feel better about myself for treating him like a human being. I take the plunge. He's half in the bushes, so I kneel down, and I see he's passed out, face down in a mud puddle. He's breathing. Well, now I'm in this moral dilemma. Do I move him out of the puddle? God, if I had just done what all those other people walking by had done, I wouldn't have looked at him in the first place. Okay, here we go. I try to roll him over. He's heavy. When I finally do, I realize it's a woman. Why did I think it was a man? And she's young, mid-20s, with mud and sawdust on her face. She opens her eyes like a baby, and she says really sweetly, "Hi." "Hi," I say. "You okay?" Yeah, I have a cold," she says. "The flu, I think. I was waiting for the bus, and I got dizzy. I'm pregnant." Whoa. I ask her how she feels, and she tells me she feels okay, and I tell her everything's going to be okay. She takes my hand and says, "My husband, he's a teacher at the college." I don't know why she told me that. Probably because she psychically knew I had labeled and judged her and hoped I'd be completely humiliated. I was. I get her into an upright position and she passes out in my arms. Now I'm scared. I yell for help. Someone walking by calls 911. She's alert again by the time the medics get there. I tell them she's fine as long as she's lying down, but every time she sits up, she passes out. They ask her all these questions, and I'm thinking, get her out of the rain. Finally, they put her in the ambulance. I squeeze her hand. She feels like an old friend. "I want my husband," she tells me. I get his number. I tell her I'll call him. "He'll be right behind you, okay? You're in really, really good hands now." She thanks me and melts my heart with a big, sweet smile. Next is the phone call from hell. Her husband's secretary refuses to disturb his class. "I'm sorry," the bitch says. "No, I'm sorry. His pregnant wife was passed out face down in a puddle. He's gonna wanna know this." "Oh, it's just impossible for me to interrupt his class," she says. "Can you call back in 10 minutes? No, I really can't. Look, he'll forgive you. I swear to God, lady, he'll thank you." "Well, ma'am, he always comes back to his office after class, and class ends in 10 minutes. So really, I can take a message, but that's all I can do." I wait. 5 huge minutes pass, then 10. I can't stand it any longer. Hi, me again. Yeah, I know this is irregular, but you have to go get him. And if he gives you any problem, I swear I'll take the blame. I am so embarrassed, she says. I forgot he has lunch after this class, so he actually won't be back for an hour now. No, 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 I don't care if you have to go running all over campus. You have got to go find him. I don't know. Maybe I was overreacting. All I know is if I was sick and pregnant, I'd want my person with me. I just wanted to keep my promise to Elizabeth. That's her name, Elizabeth. Finally, he calls. I tell him what hospital she's at. He thanks me and hangs up. I feel kind of good now. You know, it's like I'm all related to them. Oh, maybe they'll name the baby after me. God, I love happy endings. I love happy endings, and it is so cool being part of one, you know? My work day goes super slowly. I really want to check in on Elizabeth. Luckily, a friend of mine knows somebody who works at that hospital, so she calls to see if Elizabeth has gone home yet. We're put on hold. We wait. I hate waiting. It makes me nervous. We wait some more. I just wanted to say hello to her. But I didn't get to. Her husband never got to say goodbye. Aneurysm. Sometimes I pass that spot where we had our relationship. And if I'm in a lofty mood, I think, I'm glad it was me who was with her. She could have died alone in a puddle. I think about that conversation that I had that day with the big psycho in the sky, grateful for all my luck and all my joy. Mom says she thinks God put me there, picked me to be with Elizabeth, to give her warmth and love and encouraging words. Most days, though, I just wonder. Lisa Halpern.